From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, highlight of the week, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. Women's Empowerment and Child Protection's PPPA Minister Bintang Puspayoga stated that joint efforts are needed to achieve gender equality and ensure that no Indonesian woman is left behind in the future. The minister remarked while joining the Indonesian Female Journalists Forum held online on Saturday. Minister Puspayoga said equality and justice for women and men are important goals to be achieved because they can affect the quality of the nation's human resources. However, various data and facts show that women still experience discrimination, stigmatization, marginalization, and even violence. Araniri Islamic State University professor Yusni Sabi has advised the Aceh Provincial's government to maximize the realization of the terms of the Helsinki Memorandum of Understanding MOU of 2005. The MOU was signed to end the conflict between the Indonesian government and the Free Aceh Movement, GAM. Professor Sabi stated in Banda Aceh on Saturday that he reminded all parties to be grateful for the unbroken peace in Aceh over the past 16 years since the signing of the agreement in Helsinki, Finland on August 15, 2005, officially ended the turbulent 30 years Aceh conflict. He called Aceh leaders to unite and realize the peace terms set by the Helsinki MOU and the Aceh governance law to achieve Acehese prosperity and well-being. Minister of Sport and Youth Zainuddin Amali officiated and sent off the Indonesian contingent to Tokyo 2020 Paralympics in the event held virtually at the ministry's office on Saturday. Zainuddin Amali also told the Indonesian contingent to maximize efforts at the Tokyo 2020 Paralympics. They did serious preparation before enrolling in the international games amid the pandemic. Indonesia will send 23 athletes for 7 sports competing at the Tokyo 2020 Paralympics. Chef de Mission or CDM of Indonesian contingent Andi Herman reported that the whole Merah Putih squad consists of 60 people. Besides the athletes, there are 16 coaches and officials, 6 delegations and CDMs, 8 members of the supporting team, and 7 from the Indonesian Embassy in Tokyo. Let's move on to the international news. All 16 and 17 years old in England will be offered their first COVID-19 vaccine dose by August 23rd, according to a target set by British Health Secretary Sajid Javid. Minister Javid said on Sunday that offering young people the vaccine by the date will allow the teenagers in that age bracket the 2 weeks necessary to build maximum immunity before returning to school in September. Britain has suffered more than 130,000 deaths within 28 days of a positive COVID-19 test, the second highest total in Europe after Russia and one of the highest in the world. However, Prime Minister Boris Johnson's government recently went ahead with easing COVID-19 restrictions in England due to the broad rollout of vaccination, which Johnson said has largely broken the link between infections and subsequent hospitalization and death. The number of children hospitalized with COVID-19 in the United States hit a record high of just over 1,900 on Saturday as hospitals across the South were stretched to capacity fighting outbreaks caused by the highly transmissible Delta variant. The Delta variant, which is rapidly spreading among mostly the unvaccinated portions of the U.S. population, has caused hospitalization to spike in recent weeks, driving up the number of pediatrics hospitalization to 1,902 on Saturday, according to data from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Children currently make up about 2.4% of the nation's COVID-19 hospitalization. Kids under 12 are not eligible to receive the vaccine, leaving them more vulnerable to infection from the new, highly transmissible variant. The spike in new cases has ramped up tensions between conservative state leaders and local districts over whether school children should be required to wear masks as they head back to the classroom this month. Australian police hike fines for people breaking lockdown rules in Sydney and the rest of its home state on Saturday, and strict stay-at-home orders were extended statewide amid a record jump in daily new COVID-19 infection. State police will fine up to $5,000 or $3,700 anyone breaching stay-at-home orders or for lying to contact tracing officials, said State Premier Gladys Berejiklian. Previously, breaching quarantine orders had carried a $1,000 fine. Locally transmitted infection surged by a record 466 over the previous 24 hours, eclipsing the previous daily high of 390 set on Friday. Malaysia's Ministers of Tourism, Arts and Culture, or MOTAG, expects to top resort islands such as Langkawi, Pangkor, Redang, Tioman, and Perhentian to achieve herd immunity by the end of August and be ready for a reopening early next month. Tourism Minister Nancy Shukri said that this will, however, also depend on a decision from the government and standard operating procedures being set. According to Nancy, she had a virtual session with the 15 representatives from the tourism industry to prepare them for the reopening of the tourism sector, especially those operating the popular resort islands in the country. Nancy said she hoped that all parties involved could move in one direction for smooth executions of the strategic plan. Listener, that was the news. Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology and the Ministry of Energy and Mineral Resources collaborated to launch the Solar Energy Initiative Movement Program, abbreviated in Indonesia Gerilya. This program aims to prepare students as clean energy activists through debriefing and providing experience. The program is one of the independent study activities of the Merdeka campus that produces clean energy activists with the intelligence to innovate. Minister of Education, Culture, Research and Technology Nadiem Makarim said this at the launch of the program online on Friday. He said during one semester, participants will learn independently and with mentors to be able to develop rooftop solar power plants as an innovative clean energy solution. The program is intended for exact students who want to get 10 to 20 credits in one semester by attending 3 months of courses and 3 months of team-based project. They will later be accompanied by more than 15 professional teachers and more than 20 accompanying mentors. On the same occasion, Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources Arifin Tasrif stated he was optimistic that the utilization of rooftop solar power plants could be accelerated through the active role of all parties, including students and the younger generation through the Solar Energy Initiative movement. The government hopes that students' competence in renewable energy will be honed and trained through the program, thereby accelerating the new renewable energy development in Indonesia. According to him, the program will produce clean energy activists from the younger generation. This will help accelerate the use of solar rooftops and supports the achievement of the new renewable energy mix of 23% by 2025. The Ministry of Energy and Mineral Resources projects that Indonesia has the potential of around 32,000 megawatts of energy source from rooftop solar power plants, but the installed capacity of rooftop solar electricity is currently only 31 megawatts. The government is refining the regulation of rooftop solar power plants in order to attract interest of the public and industry to use the clean electricity.
Voice of Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
I'll begin today in history with August 15, 1947, when the independence of India occurred. Indian Independence Day is celebrated annually on August 15 as a national holiday in India to commemorate independence from Great Britain on 15 August 1947. In that day, the British Parliament passed the Indian Independence Act, which ceded legislative sovereignty to the Constituent Assembly of India. Independence Day is observed across India with flag-raising ceremonies, parades, and cultural events. This day is a national holiday. Let's move it on to August 15, 1962, when the signing of the New York Agreement occurred. The New York Agreement was an agreement initiated by the United States in 1962 for the transfer of power over West Papua from the Netherlands to Indonesia. The New York Agreement was motivated by Indonesia's efforts to seize the western parts of Papua from the Dutch. At the roundtable conference in The Hague, when the Dutch recognized Indonesia's sovereignty, it was stated that the West Papua issue would be resolved within 1 year from the Hague conference. However, until 1961, it was not resolved. The United States, fearing that the Soviet Union would become more and more powerful in intervening in the issue of western Papua, urged the Netherlands to hold negotiations with Indonesia. The Indonesian delegation was led by Adam Malik and the Netherlands by Dr. Van Rooyen, while E. Bunker from the United States became the intermediary. On August 15, 1962, the New York Agreement was obtained, which contained the surrender of Western Papua from the Netherlands through the United Nations Temporary Executive Authority, UNTA. I'll end today in history with August 15, 2005, when the Aceh Peace Agreement was signed in Helsinki, Finland. The Aceh Peace Agreement ended the conflict in the special region of Aceh province in Indonesia. This conflict began in 1975 when Hasan Tiro carried out a discontent movement against the Indonesian government at that time. It had become a military operation area by the government in power to end the conflict in Aceh. However, the great earthquake that was followed by the tsunami in December 2004 had made the Aceh movement and the government at that time negotiate to end the conflict that had lasted more than 25 years. On February 27, 2005, the Aceh movement and the Indonesian government began the negotiation phase in Vantaa, Finland. Finally, on August 15, 2005, the signing of the Peace Memorandum of Understanding took place.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 の感染拡大を防ぎましょう。私のマスクはあなたを守る。あなたのマスクは私を守ってくれる。
وقو انتقال فيروس COVID-19 من خلال ارتداء الأقنعة بشكل صحيح. قناعي يحميكم وقناعكم يحميني.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión.Usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des Covid-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners wherever you are who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our podcast. Now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to greet Mr. Amir Jamil in Pakistan. Hello sir, how are you? Thank you for sending greeting on anniversary on the 76th independence of Indonesia in the form of audio. As appreciation, here is a beautiful song.
Yeah, yeah, oh, oh. Yeah, yeah. Ku langkahkan kakiku, tak berharap temukan cintamu. Kamu, kamu, ya kamu.
Semuanya berbeda waktu pertama ku melihatmu. Kamu, kamu, ya kamu.Aku tiba-tiba sayang, aku tiba-tiba cinta. Waktu pertama melihat, melihat senyum manismu.
Menggoda tianggaku, akan kehadiran cinta. Ini kan namanya cinta pada pandangan pertamaku. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Kakiku ini berhenti tepat di hadapanmu.
Kamu, kamu, ya kamu. Ku tak ragu, ku tak bimbang untuk menjadikan kamu ratu, ratu di hatiku.
Aku tiba-tiba sayang, aku tiba-tiba cinta. Waktu pertama melihat, melihat senyum manismu.
Menggoda hati
Manismu
menggoda tiang kaku, akan kehadiran cinta.
tiba-tiba cinta.
You are listening to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian Minister of Youth and Sport Zainuddin Amali said the government will build a training camp in Cibubur, Jakarta as a centralized training ground for athletes from various sports in preparation for the Olympics. According to Zainuddin, the construction of the training center not only to improve national sports achievement at the Olympics, but also to become a training center for national athletes, so that they are no longer scattered as they are now. However, the training camp will be intended only for leading sports that are consistently competed in the Olympics, such as weightlifting, athletics, and archery. Meanwhile, specifically for the badminton branch, he said the facilities at the National Badminton Association of Indonesia, or PBSI, in Cipayung are complete enough, and only some repairs were needed. Minister of Youth and Sports Zainuddin Amali and resource persons in the main Wednesday productive dialogue entitled Tips for Achievement in a Pandemic Period explained that the training ground will be built with complete facilities such as hotel-like logging, jogging tracks, and various facilities that prioritize sports science. The minister said that he is trying to take good things from what has been done by very developed countries. For instance, in the main training center, there are psychologists, nutritionists, and schools so that the athletes' various needs are met and they focus on practice. Their physical, tactical, strategic, and mental needs will be provided so that they are ready physically and mentally. Minister Zainuddin Amali hopes that with quality planning and coaching and supported by complete facilities, the training camp in Cibubur can improve national sports achievement and be successful in international tournaments, especially at the Olympics.
Voice of Indonesia.
Now we will reply an email from our listener, Charles Harlich. Hello sir, thank you for your email. You can listen to Voice of Indonesia on our website voinews.id or by downloading the application RRI Play Go. You can also listen to us at the frequency 3325 kHz. Thank you and have a great day. As our appreciation, we will play a beautiful song. Enjoy the song and have a great day.
Menangis selepasnya.
was service Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Each region in Indonesia has its own unique and distinctive cuisine, including Bengkulu, which has a legendary cake called Baitat. In the past, this Bengkulu specialty was classified as a luxury food because it was only served to kings and nobles. But now, this cake is easier to find because it is widely sold in stores. Baitat cake is often served by the people of Bengkulu on special days like Idul Fitri and other important days. During the fasting month, Baitat is known as one of the popular dishes for breaking the fast. The name Baitat itself comes from the Bengkulu language Bai, which means parents, and Tat from the word tart, which in Indonesia means a kind of pie or cake. In other words, Baitat is a typical Bengkulu tart. This food is now also popular among tourists to bring home as a souvenir. Baitat is actually a pie-like cake filled with pineapple jam and sometimes topped with cheese. Is made from a mixture of wheat flour, sugar, chicken eggs, butter, and coconut milk. This dough will then be baked before being spread with pineapple jam. After being baked, Baitat will usually give off a distinctive coconut milk aroma. Baitat cake has a soft texture but also a little crunchy. The taste of pineapple jam is so distinctive and just right on the tongue. This Baitat cake is perfect to accompany coffee or tea. Usually before being served, Baitat cake is cut into pieces first and is sold in the form of a box or circle, flat and a bit thick. That was today's edition of Indonesian Wonder. Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID-19 dibaqaikum fil manazil.
Zaman gegen corona, wir bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Bleib thuis, wasch je handen met zeep, draag je masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the world.
Now we will reply another email from our listener, Satoshi Nagishi or Satoru in Japan. He was listening to our program in Japanese. Hello, Mr. Satoru. Thank you for your reception report in detail. Your email has been forwarded to Japanese section. Please be patient to wait for the reply. Thank you. Listener, wherever you are, we will play a beautiful song for you. Happy listening.
Thank you.
lembar jalin asmara yang ada antara diriku dengan cinta. Menjadi teman baikku, kemudikan bahagia ataupun tempat terlindung bersama air mata.
Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
Listener, here is miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Indonesian students have once again brought home a proud achievement. This time, the students' team from the Department of Agricultural and Biosystem Engineering, Faculty of Agricultural Technology, Gajah Mada University, managed to win 62 medals at the 2021 Agricultural Engineering Annual Regional Convention, or AEARC. in the annual event of the Agricultural Engineering Students Throughout Asia, which was held online on August 10, 2021, the university delegation managed to bring home 62 medals, consisting of 21 gold medals, 28 silver medals, 10 bronze medals, and 3 medals for the most favorite. Delegation advisor Dr. Andre Premanugroho said that in the competition they sent 38 teams with 39 innovations. The team sent to participate in all categories, namely 36 posters, 12 research output videos, 7 construction video models, and 7 research papers. Andreas reported by the official website ugm.ac.id Friday said this achievement is something to be proud of. He hopes that in the future it will continue to be maintained and can inspire other students. Andre explained that Gajah Mada University was trying to encourage students to participate in such meetings and competitions. Meanwhile, the head of the Departments of Agricultural and Biosystem Engineering, Professor Lili Sutiarso, expressed his pride to the students who have competed in the AEARC. Although the COVID-19 pandemic has limited interaction and activities, this condition has not dampened the enthusiasm of the students to be creative and innovative. According to him, most of the innovation participating in this competition are the results of the latest research in the field of agricultural technology, which will make a positive contribution to the development of science and technology and contribute to the development of the Indonesian agricultural technology sector. AEARC 2021 carries the theme Advancement of IR 4.0 for Agricultural Sustainability and Food Security. The competition featured 4 competition fields, namely poster, research output video, model construction video, and paper, which were divided into several sub-themes. The sub-themes include agricultural engineering, food engineering, biotechnology, green technology, and agricultural waste management.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forcom, the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
From
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener, Voice of Indonesia. Today I will present to you one song by Mocha. On January 15th, 2021, this band released the single All the Way on all digital music platforms. This song that has a cheerful rhythm and is closely related to the nuances of Japanese anime can provide energy and enthusiasm for the first days of the new year. All the Way is one of the songs that Mocha made at the beginning of the pandemic. Tomo Pratama is the bassist who started the process of making this song from home. After Tomo finished the song, Arina Epifania, as vocalist, began to compose the lyrics for All the Way, which tells about a person's happiness when they are in a relationship with their partner. The song, which has been equipped with lyrics, has also been rearranged with Rico Prayitno, who plays guitar, and Indra Masad, the drummer. Well, listener, here is All the Way by Mocha. Enjoy!
For granted, I'm always with you.
Voice of Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
Bisa kembali, tapi waktu tak berhenti. Seharusnya kita berdiri, hadapi seadanya. Coba berpikir dan pahami.
Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. Stay at home, clean your hands, and follow your local health regulation.
Ternyata waktu yang
listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safira Adela. See you on the next English program.